undercover police officer turns up at my house and he's like, "Hey dude, like, were you at this party?" And I was like, "Well, what party?" He's like, "Bro, tell the," like, I'm in the young, so doing these tactics. He's like, "Tell the truth, otherwise I'm gonna lock you up for Christmas and New Year's."
Oh, bro.
So, kicked out of school, Western Springs College, 15 years old.
Baby. Yeah.
So didn't get first form, and then went down to, what was it called? It was down the bottom of, I can't remember if it was Labour Hire or Allied Workforce. I think it was Labour Hire.
Labour Hire, yeah.
In the bottom of the city there.
Yep.
So I was
Auckland Labour Hire.
Yeah, Auckland
Green,
Labour
Hire. Red and white logo.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Down the bottom of town there.
Yeah.
So I was 15, and I think my dad's a tradie, and he'd get up at like 5 o'clock. So he'd drop me down there and then go to work. And I'd wait around there till like 7. So you wait around there until like all the big construction sites would open up. And then the construction sites back then would ring up and say, "Hey, we need someone to help with scaffold or clean site or whatever."
Yeah.
So you'd wait there for someone to call up and say, "Yeah, we need, you know."
It's like the Wild West. Guys just walking around trying to get jobs.
Yeah, a couple of minions down here this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And then you might get like in the van at like 7:30 and then get down to site by like 8:30.
Yeah.
And then just work your ass off and then they'll pick you up and then go back and then bus home or whatever. So it was a long day, but yeah. So that was my start in the construction industry.
How long were you doing that for?
I think I did that for like on and off for like 2 years.
Did you do like, you must have seen some plumbing related jobs?
There's another story how I got into plumbing, but yeah, so I did that and then it was quite funny too. They had a Coke machine.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't be able to do this now. They had a vending machine, but it had Line Reds in it.
Oh,
like if you didn't get a job, like the boys were straight on the beers. And this is like labor hire, like they're like hard out health and safety. Yeah, so anyway, did that, fucked around doing that for a while. And then my dad, because he's a tradie, he was like, "Mate, you want to look at trying to get a plumbing apprenticeship? You know, like plumbing's the one." It's just what he, you know, this was his dream.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a solid plasterer, like sand and cement.
Up in Auckland?
Yeah, yeah. He's still on the tools, bro. Fucking 76 beast. Years old. Like, he's out in the sun right now.
Beast, man.
He's a weapon. Yeah. Yeah. Drinks a box and smokes a pack of darts a day. So anyway, he's like, "Try to get a plumbing apprenticeship." So I joined, this is another funny story. So I was at this party and then like it got out of hand, you know, like those teenage parties, and it was massive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this house, like I didn't even go in the house, but this house got trashed and all this. And then
Project X, man.
Yeah, like that sort of shit. And then the police broke it up and everyone was sort of walking, you know, got scattered after that, sort of walking, and then dudes were like sort of going wild and ripping down street signs and all this sort of shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, just like not even 18, pissed. And anyway, I dropped my driver's license.
Yeah.
So, and this was like towards Christmas time, and this undercover police officer turns up at my house and he's like, "Hey dude, like, were you at this party?" And I was like, "Well, what party?" He's like, "Bro, tell the," like, I'm in the young, so doing these tactics. He's like, "Tell the truth, otherwise I'm gonna lock you up for Christmas and New Year's."
Oh, bro.
I was like, "Yeah, man, I was there, but I didn't go in the house and I didn't, you know, I didn't."
Yeah.
And then anyway, he was like, "Nah, thanks for telling the truth." He's like, "What are you doing, you little shit?" Like,
yeah.
I was like, he's like, "Are you school?" And I was like, "No, I got kicked out." And he's like, "What do you wanna do?" And I was like, "Oh, maybe a plumbing apprenticeship." He's like, "All right, my mate's a plumber, I'll fucking..."
No shit.
"I'll give him your number and tell him." Anyway, so this dude rings me.
Good on him.
I go turn up at the house and it's the house where the party was.
Oh, bro.
Yeah. So
first job.
Anyway, I get the job and start my apprenticeship.
Mate.
Yeah, so that's how plumbing started.
So you're with him since day dot? Or did you get qualified?
Nah, I was there. I was there for maybe a year.
Yeah.
And then they slowed down a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I joined this thing, Apprenticeship Training Trust.
Yeah. Is that still running now?
Yeah.
In Auckland? Yeah. Is it nationwide or?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I was getting like $8.60 or something an hour.
Oh yeah, man, I started on $10.50. Yeah,
oh, yeah,
rough, man.
Because they, well, it would have been something like that, but they, yeah, they took like 20%
training wage.
Yeah. Oh, bro, the old training wage.
That's probably one of the biggest problems why not enough people get into it.
It's, yeah, like, there shouldn't, that's still a thing, eh?
Yeah, obviously it's way.
But higher. I don't think people do.
Nah, I don't know. It depends how you go. Some people obviously work their way through. Will work for a company, do their, you know, get offered an adult apprenticeship, or they'll go do a pre-trade, etc.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I can't come to like pay. I like our new apprentices, I just pay them minimum wage.
Yeah, get them started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a little. Yeah.
That's the way to go. Yeah. When you were working for that first guy, was it residential stuff, commercial stuff? Sorry. Like, what was the experience?
Yeah, it was residential.
Yeah.
Yeah, heaps of renos. And,
yeah.
And then when I went to Training Trust, I got partnered with this company in Point Chev, and yeah, they did like basically maintenance.
Yeah.
So like just like changing like underwater valve washers and toilets and hot water cylinders and just residential maintenance and some renos. So went from renos to maintenance.
What did you find pros and cons out of that?
Oh, it was good. Like, no, I look back on it, just learning that stuff.
Yeah.
Because I ended up like going to like into commercial later down the track, but it's good I had like all that knowledge.
All the knowledge,
like,
yeah.
Like it's all paid. I've been a plumber for, I've been a trade like on the construction sites for 21 years now.
Yeah.
19 of that as a plumber. So yeah, I've learned like basically like it's just second nature. Like any,
yeah, cause for sure.
At KPA Plumbing, like I just don't turn down any jobs basically.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Unless they're too like big for us.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just. So it was good, like, it was a good foundation. Yeah. So if someone's like, oh, can you do, like, we've got this leaking, this, that, or the other, it's like, yeah, sweet as. Yeah.
I always think for business owners, depending, doesn't matter what industry you're in, obviously you want to line up your big jobs, do them as much as you can, but the maintenance, all the little stuff, are the perfect fill-ins.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how many times do you have days where there's not enough pipe or something breaks down or you can't jump on site and you're like, oh, what do I do for, what do three guys do for 9 hours?
Yeah, know? And then if you build, like, a good relationship with that customer, like every time something goes wrong, they'll just give you a ring. So yeah, like sometimes it'll be like Sunday and I'll be like, I don't know what the fuck we're doing tomorrow.
You
know, I've got eight staff.
Yeah.
And then just, I don't know, just the phone always rings. Like,
yeah.
The most we've ever like sort of like had work ahead of us is like 2-3 weeks max.
Yeah. But it always just keeps coming.
Like even this week, I was like, oh, what are we doing tomorrow? Like, it just keeps coming because I always pick the phone up.
Yeah. Yeah. Sweet.
There's a bad
stigma around tradies not picking up the phone, man. But I'm like, if you just pick up the phone and do your bit on the sales and business side, which obviously a lot of people reach us out to us about, and I'm like, man, that's like 80% of the job done for getting jobs.
Yeah,
you know?
You've got to chase those leads.
Yeah, 100%. Anyway, carry on, bro. So,
yeah,
you were just talking about picking up the phone, smaller jobs, keeping you guys busy,
and then if we go back to where, and then went for work for this like commercial company for this like weapon dude, bro, and it's like 100-hour weeks, like sometimes, you know, it was like
how do you survive?
I was like burnt out, like, but I got qualified when I was 21.
Yeah, sweet.
So so everything was going good and just basically was an employee for a ton of different companies until I was 20. When did I start KPA? 29?
Yeah.
Until I was 30, basically.
Yeah, yeah, sweet. So you worked for a while, for about 8 years?
Nah, longer than that.
Longer than that.
15 years?
Oh, since you left school, obviously, yeah.
So yeah, 15 till 30.
Yeah.
I mean, I worked for a plumbing company, did really well there.
Yeah.
I ended up running some of their big jobs and just sort of got to a point where I sort of, I just wanted to start do my own thing. I was there for like another 3 or 4 years. I started my drain laying apprenticeship.
Yeah.
So ended up getting certified in that too. And then, went out on my own. First job, so Supreme Plumbing.
Yeah.
I was actually sitting in Rarotonga, and he's Cook Island as well.
Yeah.
I mean, well, he's Cook Island. I was sitting there, I was like, hey, dude, you know, like when you get a minute to like breathe and think about where you are?
What you're up to,
And I had my new son, and I was like, dude, I think I want to go out contracting.
Yeah.
So he gave me my first job.
Man, commercial resi, what kind of job was it?
Just out of school, like doing some drainage.
Yeah.
But he sort of gave me, like, he was like, yeah, sweet is, just we'll help you out and see where you go.
Man.
And then, but because I'm in my 30s, like, I know heaps of my mates are builders and got businesses already.
Yeah.
It quickly went from doing that to straight into doing my own jobs.
Yeah, nice.
And then, yeah, never looked back really.
Yeah, that's good, man. Yeah. Yeah, I suppose, did you have any, obviously you would start doing your own jobs, were you just doing those on like cost plus? How were you doing pricing wise? Because that's a topic that, pricing is huge, man.
So I was just doing charge up, like, you know, like I knew nothing about pricing. I'm still like an amateur, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll probably never get it. It's just not my thing.
No, that's fair, man.
Yeah, so like that's why I reached out to you.
Yeah, but being a business owner, all you're really trying to do is, obviously, unfortunately, you do have to wear a lot of hats, but you're just trying to find experts in each area and then pull it all together. Exactly. And then you should just be the manager.
Yeah. The first year, like a lot of learning, like I didn't even know what GST was. Like I'd heard of it, but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, you're probably doing these jobs, not charging GST, paying GST on the money. With
I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I knew nothing about tax. Like they don't teach you that at plumbing school.
Nah.
Even my old boss has never like opened the door and said, hey, this is how this works.
Yeah.
That's something I try to pass down. And you can ask, everyone that works for me, like I teach them about business too.
Yeah, mean.
I don't try and hold them back. I'm like, if they start their own thing one day, that's good.
Good on them, eh? For sure.
So, so I was just green as, charge up. Working with my mates was sweet because, there was a bit of trust there, but eventually did some dodgy ones with people that I didn't really have a good relationship with and didn't get paid a few times, and that's sort of where green light comes into the play.
Talk about that, man, because you've hit me up a few times about it. I just haven't I'll be honest, I haven't had the energy and the time to kind of like look into it, but
there's not a lot to look into, like it's a super simple process, but so I got ripped off.
Who ripped you up? Was it just a client or was it a builder or
It was a builder. But like at the same time, like I'm trying to find my feet too.
Yeah.
I've made mistakes too, but definitely didn't deserve not to get paid.
Yeah, for sure.
Just need better processes.
Yeah. But I always think sometimes when bad things happen, you've got to see the, like, how did that happen?
If
someone rips me off, I'm like, well, this is like a company structure or process that I haven't nutted out.
Definitely.
So it's like, it's almost like, thank you for doing that because now I can fix it.
It was like, so it was another like saving grace. So
yeah.
That happened and got over it, got out of the hole,
mean,
basically, and I was like, sweet, okay, that's not going to happen again.
Yeah.
Happened again.
Oh, man.
Not like the first one was quite big and like...
What are we talking?
So I only had two, just under like 50K.
Oh, it's a lot of money.
And I only had two staff.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, anyway, like, stressed out, take it home. And anyway, it was like... It was like sort of like, oh, do I go back to my old job and just, employ again? I was like, nah, okay. One person can't ruin this for me. And anyway, it happened again and again. And then just late payments all the time and like cash flow things. And it's
tough, man.
Yeah. So it's just the norm. But it shouldn't be really.
Nah, it shouldn't be.
But it was like really simple. I was just chatting with mates and I was like, why can't the money be in the middle? Because they started, a lot of my mates who had already been in business 10 years, like, oh, it's just how it is, dude. Like, Anyway, I was like, oh, that's just not right. And I was talking to another friend who's hard out into his crypto.
Yeah.
And I was just explaining this thing. He's like, oh, bro, that sounds like escrow.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure what you're explaining is escrow. And I was like, escrow? I hadn't really heard of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, these guys had done it.
Yeah.
In a real paper, like, email-y sort of signed contract fashion.
Yeah.
So I found that, and then I found, and I was like, okay, well, what? But they looked like they had closed down. I was like, maybe something's going on here. It must have been too hard.
And then How long ago was this that you, like, when you were researching in the research phase?
2 years ago.
2 years. Just
2 years.
And they weren't operating at this stage?
They weren't. Yeah,
okay. But you'd found information, information on what they were doing.
Of the, like, sort of setup. And then I just kept Googling escrow news. There's a company in the States called escrow.com.
Yeah.
And they've been around for 20 years.
Yeah.
And like you can buy a Rolex watch off eBay and do that. Do it.
Oh, shit.
So I was like, okay, this is a thing, but not here in New Zealand. And then I found this guy in New Zealand called, his company was called Outward.
Yeah.
And he was in the shipping industry, so like shipping containers.
Yeah, main.
So he had set up the same sort of business model, but for shipping containers. And then, so... I sort of had already like started designing this thing to be a software or like a website in my head and talking to people like how to, without actually Well, I saw Bald Safe and this Outward, and I was like, okay, we can do this here. So I went off on my merry way and hired a designer to develop like a website and stuff.
Where did you find this person? Did you just advertise?
I just Googled again, app builder or web, you know, like
software developer
in New Zealand. And then I rang a couple, and then one of them put me in touch with this lady from Tauranga. And anyway, she started, like, we had a chat, and there's another website for like software developers and stuff that, because heaps of them work from overseas.
Yeah, okay.
So there was like an escrow platform for these developers to use so they don't get ripped off.
Yeah, yeah.
So she sort of understand the concept.
Sweet.
So yeah, we just started building it basically, and I hadn't figured out the legal stuff.
Yeah.
And it got to a point where, and then I was talking to my mate, and he's real like a book smart.
Yeah.
He was just
legal
finishing.
Kind of guy.
He's got his master's in law.
That's what I'm not good at.
That's like,
I've got one of those guys.
He's like my yang. Like,
yeah, nice.
Like, I'm just a
big volume idea guy, but then you need someone to come and tidy up, leave
exactly.
stuff, put it
I'm
on
the
paper.
Why. Yeah, contract. I'm like a why guy. Like, the big why I want to do this. And he was like, he's a how guy.
Yeah,
like,
nice.
This is how you do it. So anyway, he was working at the Auckland Uni, like sort of marking papers, and he went and talked to the professors down there.
Sweet.
And said, hey, my mate wants to do this, how do we do it? And literally the next day he came back with a stack of papers all like highlighted.
Okay,
so. Sign here.
Yeah. So what did that put together? Was that just like the legal stuff to do it all? Like,
yeah, all the legal stuff. So it's got to become part of this thing called the financial service provider regime.
Yeah.
Basically, like, I think accountants and just if any financial service has to be vetted.
Yeah. Okay.
Sort of like I'm with Master Plumbers, they vet you and make sure you're like a reasonable person.
Yeah.
They're more interested in fraud and more money laundering and you know, dishonesty,
not
crimes.
Yeah. Crime,
not stupid, silly stuff like that.
Anyway. Yeah.
So I got my license.
How long did that process take from stack of paper to license?
That particular one, probably 2 months, weeks. But then we had to do some other paperwork for anti-money laundering laws and this thing called KYC. It's called Know Your Customer.
Yeah.
Do you ever share these accounts?
Yeah, I use it every now and again.
So when you originally made it, they would have asked you to upload your driver's license front and back or your passport.
Yeah.
And then like
face verification.
So that's Know Your Customer. We had to pay our lawyer to write our terms of trade and all that AML stuff.
Yeah.
So that we could get this paperwork done, and then with that we could open the trust account.
Sweet.
So we opened the trust account at ANZ, and we've got one at ASB too now.
Me.
So like we're legit.
Yeah.
All thanks to my mate Adam.
Nice. How hard is it to get in with the banks? Like, is there
really hard.
A lot of bullshit to do it? Yeah.
Yep.
And does your mate do all of that?
Yeah, he does all that paperwork.
Sweet.
Yeah,
that would be painful.
He's the guru, bro. Like.
Yeah. Are you planning to get in with every bank?
Do you
need to? Or?
Well, the reason we went with ANZ is because they're in Australia too.
Okay, cool.
And always had the vision of going, which we will.
Yeah, nice.
Go there. So that's a real easy, and so is ASB.
Yeah, nice.
But we just got two because ASB have some stuff that ANZ doesn't. And,
okay.
So it's just handy to have two.
Yeah,
like, just
sure.
in case one's not working, like, or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that, terms of trade, privacy policy, all this legal stuff.
All of that took probably like a good part of a year to sort of get through, and tens and tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's quite
a lawyer's fees. Yeah, but so that was going on in the background, but I hadn't quite got this trust account and I wasn't legally in business, but I'd continued for that year building this software solution. So anyway, fast forward, 6 months ago, we got the thing finished. We actually ended up changing developers because the person that started it did a real awesome job on designing it, but it was just because it was a New Zealand company, it was really expensive.
Like,
And I was bootstrapping the whole thing through my plumbing company.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're obviously funding that just all on your own.
Yeah,
Are you the only owner? Does Adam just work for you as a contractor?
No, he's a shareholder. Co-founder, shareholder too.
Yeah, me. Okay, cool.
I'm majority shareholder. And then another one of my friends, Silent Investor. So we spent $300 all up.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, eh?
Yeah. A friend of mine, a really good friend of mine, he put 50 in. He's a shareholder. Adam's a shareholder.
Yeah.
He's just done, blood, sweat and tears work.
Yeah, nice.
And then we've got though. Some, yeah. a little bit of help from the government.
Yeah.
Some cool. grants along the way.
How did you find that out? Because
the grants?
Yeah, I'm fascinated by that kind of stuff. Like we see yeah. so many tenders come through, and there was one in Northland. Sorry, carry on in a sec. A Maori company up there were getting free QSing.
Yeah,
so apply for that. Crazy, man.
Bro, my mum's Maori, so
yeah,
I did get some help from them as Mate. Well. But
oh, okay.
But no, and help from the government in general.
Yeah.
But there's grants honestly everywhere. Yeah. I'm just real good at finding them because I want them.
Yeah.
Cause
yeah.
Not because I want them, because I need them.
Well, and like, they're there to be used.
They're there for everyone. Honestly, yeah. you just have to get on. You just have to know what you want.
Yeah.
And then just Google it and find it.
Yeah.
And then go through the sort of yeah. process of getting it done.
Was that like repeat business? People that are using it?
Like I use it for KPA plumbing.
Yeah.
So like that was the perfect testing ground.
Yeah, because you're always going to get paid.
yeah, but not only that, like the thing we had was had little bugs here and there, and it was clunky. So I just started using it through and tell my friends that I'm working for. Like
yeah,
I've been. You know, yabbering on for 2 years.
Yeah.
They know exactly what I'm doing. Yeah. So we start using it together and they're like, oh, that doesn't really work, bro. So I quickly, to redesign something, send it to the developer in the Philippines.
Yep, sweet.
This fella Shy is the man.
Yeah. How'd you find him?
Oh, so there's another app.
Fergus?
Oh, Fergus.
Yeah, so Dan Pollard, he's a good mate of mine.
Yeah, me.
Well, a new mate of mine, but he's become a good mate.
Yeah.
I'm actually seeing him tomorrow. But he's with Master Plumbers too.
Okay, cool.
And he's got a big why too of helping tradies like yourself.
Mean.
So he put me in touch with this guy that asked for a job at Fergus.
Yeah.
But the guy had too many credentials and they already had that spot filled.
So I was like, dude, this guy.
Anyway, have a chat to him.
Mean.
And so I have a chat to him, have a Zoom. And I talk to this guy and I don't tell him what it's going to cost here.
Yeah, yeah.
But I really wanted to have the integration and I'm like, dude, have you heard of Xero? He's like, yeah, I have heard of Xero. I was like, do you reckon you could do an
integration with them for us?
How?
So I was like, oh, thanks, bro. Also, like, I kept it on the low a little bit.
Yeah. Secretly, you're like,
oh, I was like, bro, you're hired. Like,
yeah.
So he's been with us a year now.
Full time? Or like contract hours?
Contract, but.
He'll be living the dream over there on NZ minimum wage, bro. He will be living like a god. So
my plan is to bring him here.
What was your plan for taking it to market? What was your, did you have a marketing plan or you just started talking?
Just last minute.
Are you doing any social, I've seen you doing a little bit of social media, some paid ads on that?
Yeah, so.
Is that a paid? I can't remember if it was.
Yeah, I've got some paid ads going.
Yeah. Do you run all that?
Nah, so a friend of mine owns this company, K&J Growth.
Yeah, sweet.
And so he was like, dude, I'll help you out a little bit here. Give you a good price on it. So yeah, we've got four customers, right? And me. So very small, but it's really, even this year just started
to ramp up.
We've only done,
I should be really stoked about it, but we've done $300,000 worth of transactions.
Yeah, that's good.
And some of them are as small as
$500.
Yeah,
revenue.
So we've done 50 plus transactions now.
Nice.
And everything's went swell. It's been no disputes.
I just want to understand a couple of things. So the money, if you do a job for me,
yes.
I put the money into the account, you turn up on Monday, do the job.
Yep.
When do I get paid?
To a high standard.
Who's signing it off?
So if you're
the homeowner and I come say the plumbing job at your place.
Yeah.
And just say.
Only takes a day.
Yeah, whatever.
Or whatever it is. Yeah.
Okay. So just say it's a $1,000 job.
Yep.
Right? Oh, I quote it. We agree on the terms.
Yep.
Agree on the quote. That's the other thing with Greenlight Escrow. Combined with a real clear quote, I think is perfect. So when the money has to go in the middle at the start of the job, the customers and the tradie forced to really look at this thing and be like,
yeah.
And the customer especially really has to sit down and read what they've got in front of them.
Works. Yeah,
yeah, because they're not just going to go pay the money. No. Like it just forces them, because the other way around, if I do the job first and then invoice and then there was stuff tagged out of it. You're like, oh, what about that? And it's like, oh, no, I've tagged out of it.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, I didn't know. Or, but.
So. Clear quote.
Yeah.
Is the first thing you've got to do.
So how does Greenlight Escrow know that the quote's been, do they know?
Yeah. The tradie will send the quote, send the invoice.
For Greenlight Escrow to the
customer.
Okay.
Customer will just get an email saying.
Integrated with Xero. So it can still run out of
there. So if the if the tradie is, because some people are just still using Excel spreadsheet.
Okay, cool.
But if the, to make it faster, if the tradie's using Xero, they just make it invoice in Xero.
Okay.
And drag it into Greenlight and then email it. To okay, the, cool. And then send forward it to their customer, and the customer just gets a email saying, "Hey, KPA Plumbing has sent you a." Like, we already have talked about it.
Yeah, for sure.
That escrow request for $1,000.
Yeah.
So you'll make a login?
Yeah.
You'll have to do the KYC thing, get okay. your driver's license front and back.
I see.
And get verified.
Yeah.
Which actually builds a lot of trust for the homeowner.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they're not just getting some bank account and paying.
Man, so, I reckon with this, what's that app, Builder's Crack, is going to go down the drain.
Yeah.
Because the amount of people getting ripped on that is crazy.
Yeah. Same as on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah,
it's that's similar sort of setup.
It's horrible, eh? Yeah. Sorry, carry on, man.
Yeah, so so you'll get the thing, accept the job, do the
KYC, and then push a button to pay it, and you'll just get the trust accounts, bank details, and the reference.
Okay, cool.
One-time code. If the money's in, Adam will check it. So our team will check it and make sure it's all correct. And then if it's all correct, we push a button and our super admin saying, all good. I'll receive an email saying, Dave's put the money in. You'll receive an email saying the money's in too.
Yeah.
And then basically, the email I get is basically get to work.
Okay, cool.
So
I turn up, complete the job, to a high standard.
Mean.
Shake hands.
Yeah.
Whatever. So it's called green light because you need two green lights. You need the green light from me saying it's done, and you also need a green light from the homeowner.
Cool.
So once there's two green lights, then we release the money.
Oh, I see. How long does the money take to process? Overnight?
Yeah, just same day.
ANZ. It's a bank transfer, yeah.
Yeah, so at night, 10 a.m. the next day.
Yeah,
okay.
So. But it's 7 days a week now banking, so it'll be we'll do it the same. Like if we see one come through, we'll do it straight away.
Yeah. And what's your, so obviously you guys have a small percentage of what you take, everyone.
Maybe too small, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't matter right now.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get it going. So until there's two green lights, we don't take our 1%.
Yeah.
And our 1% is capped at $100. But for $100, there's no lawyer in
okay.
The world that's
So you must have thought about that in the planning phase. You're like, how do we compete with a lawyer that's just going to do it that way? Did you think about that?
Yeah, I just thought 1% was a cool number. Like,
yeah, pretty. Yeah,
like
1%. Like, yeah. And the other thing with 1% is
yeah, that's interesting, eh?
Well, that's how the tradies to do. It's just the overhead of your business, right?
Yeah.
So just add 1% to your quote. So yeah, there's an end game for all, nice. All scenarios.
Have you got like a rough kind of roadmap of where you want to see it go, say 1 year and 5 years?
My vision for Greenlight Escrow is that every
picket fence, every re-roof.
Action goes through.
Yeah, every sort of
Yeah.
That's the other thing, we're not, it won't work in the commercial space.
Yeah.
KPA does work for Fulton Hogan's and GN Construction.
They've got their own processes, their own lawyers and accountants. And
you're probably maybe the same thing as what I started targeting in RapidQS. I just wanted to target the small stuff, small jobs, but I just want to be the most well-known person in that space.
Exactly, yeah. So we're on the same, that's our niche.
Those home renovation, there's plenty of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you drive down the road, around Auckland especially, everyone's, every house has almost been renoed.
There's something going on, eh?
Yeah, so...
What have you noticed, this would be a good time of topic to talk about that, but what have you noticed in regards of work at the moment?
There's so many definitely people. Slowed down.
Yeah, 100%.
And people's pockets are tighter.
Yeah.
You know, with inflation and...
So, honestly, a perfect time to have a
fucking real clear quote.
Yeah.
This is my belief, communication...
To get paid, there's a whole lot of steps to get paid.
Yeah.
It's not just Greenlight Escrow, it's communication, clear quotes.
Yeah.
Terms of trade.
Yeah, man.
Then green light escrow.
Yeah.
Then do your job really well.
Yeah.
Follow up.
Yeah.
Talk to your client. And then get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems to be, I don't know, man. I look at other stuff probably not the same kind of lingo, but you go across the road, buy some sushi, boom, done. No problems. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Building, it's just every other day there's a news article, someone's getting ripped off.
Oh, it's
someone's gone under, people lose money. I'm like, I just don't know how it's so fucked up and backwards.
It's just always how it has been, and that's what I just believe that everyone will be using Greenlight Escrow or some version of it.
Yeah.
But there's other people trying to do this now, but I just think I've got the greater why.
Yeah.
Like I'm a tradie.
Yeah.
I just get it.
Nice.
So we'll end up doing better.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like I just put it like the McDonald's drive-through.
Yeah.
Like you don't drive in, order your meal,
go to the window, take your food and say, I'll be back
in 6 months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You have to pay first at the first. Yeah, pay at the first window.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you get your food.
Then you get your stuff.
So I'm just trying to make the construction it's sort of like Uber, but Uber's like a
hit A to B, like within minutes, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
but construction things can be months or years long. So
yeah, exactly.
If we didn't have, like, yeah, it would be a lot easier if we didn't have to have a trust account and hold things. Like, if we could just have, like, a direct debit off their card straight into account or something, but it's not that easy.
No, that's cool. And I suppose all you're looking at now is keep the existing people you've got, bring on a new one every week, keep those guys on. Yeah. It's only a matter of time before one talks to five talk to...
Yeah, and just the people that are using it, or they've all got a story of what, you know, being ripped off. Or I just feel a lot happier and like stress-free going to, like, do the job. Like, open in the morning, I'm like, oh, I see it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like $10,000 or whatever for that job.
Yeah.
And I'm just like... I have, yeah, I'm just, I just...
You're happier going to the job.
Yeah,
you know, you're getting paid, eh?
I just know the money's there. Like, I'm going to finish it, do my part, the money's there to be released.
It does build confidence because it's almost like you know that money's coming to you because you know you're going to finish your job to a high standard.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you were a shit trader, you wouldn't even use Green Lightning Spirit because you'd just be like...
We haven't put it on our website yet. I've just got this thing where I want to do is called Trust the Traders.
Yeah.
Like, so basically...
Anyone that uses Greenlight and finishes jobs and there's no complaints in that, like, you just become a trusted tradie.
Yeah, nice.
We just market your business
for free.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Yes.
Nice. How do you manage your time between KPA, plumbing, drainage and escrow? And jiu-jitsu.
Just being balanced, eh?
Yeah, like, nice.
Because I got two kids as well and...
Yeah, you're a busy man.
Yeah, so it's 7 days a week.
Well, yeah.
KPA and Greenlight, I enjoy it, so it doesn't seem like work.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But I'm putting in massive hours.
As long as you've got a good team doing X, Y, and Z, like, parts, it's
kind of... I couldn't do it without, like, at KPA, I couldn't do it, like, without him. And everyone on our team's good, even our apprentices. And my partner's mum works for me.
That's cool, man.
The mum-in-law. Yeah, it's like a real, family.
Yeah, tight-knit team, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in Greenlight, like, without Adam and Shai and Kathy... That helps us.
Yeah, nice, bro.
I'm nothing without my team.
Yeah.
And I've got a good why, so everyone's like...
On board with it, eh?
On board with it, yeah.
Nice. What do you, how do you sort of see moving forward in the next 3 to 5 months? Like, you guys got a lot of commercial stuff, like, locked in?
That's...
Or, like, what's your...
Nah, like, I'm trying to get,
more...
I've got you to quote some stuff for me.
Yeah, seen those,
That Macoya Park one, we're in discussions, so hopefully get that. That's
$250,000.
Yeah. What's your lead time for those kind of jobs at that scale between, like, first visit and, like, or first communication and 3 months? That commercial stuff is horrible, I think. It's really tough.
Mm.
Even, like, some renos, like, might get some plans and it might not start for, like, 9 months.
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe it's slower residential.
Yeah.
The commercial ones seem to pump along.
Yeah.
Because they want it, like, done. And
I was talking with a guy, I won't mention too much, but a guy who does some stuff for me. He works for very, like, client-side QS as the PM. And he was just saying all the big group housing government are really looking at pushing a lot of extra funding into construction now because we're real worried about the massive exodus of tradies going to Aussie. And if our work slows down more, they're like, we need to reallocate funds to bigger projects, kind of aura, etc., getting more houses going because if shit slows down and everyone bugs off.
Yeah.
I reckon that works in two swings. We're obviously going to run out of tradies and maybe new growth coming through is going to be really shit. Yeah, but the ones that stay here probably charge more money.
Yeah.
It's going to be less people doing it. Man, that's like the main message we're getting on Instagram at the moment, eh? It's just like, what's going on? What's happening?
And So you just, I don't know, you just got to tighten up.
Yeah, I just say pay down debt, don't do any luxury spending, and just... This is also a really good time, depending on what everyone's cash situation is, but invest in your business as well.
100%.
Do some more marketing, do something creative, try and create ways to get... get your name out there, meet more people, spend more time shaking
definitely
hands.
Creative marketing, eh?
Yeah,
but, like, I've always put everything back into KPA.
Yeah,
now I'm getting, like, I got burnt out like a year ago.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I know when that's happening, so I'll honestly just switch everything off and just chuck some golf on.
That's why I wanted to do Rapid, eh? Just protect.
Yeah, so from when I started my company,
yeah,
I was almost 100% charge up.
Yeah,
last year would have been 50-50. This year I want to be like 80%
fixed price.
Yeah,
you made
and it's you're more protected as well.
Yeah, potential to make more money and protect your payday.
Yeah,
I've got a solar company, a builder,
sick,
earth mover, and a plumber.
Nice.
Yeah,
and you talk to them about the stories where they got in trouble. It was always charge up.
Not same thing. We're pretty good, man. All right, man, thank you very much, appreciate it.
Thanks.